Well, it's a huge weekend of rugby for the South African provinces that are involved in the Investec Challenge Cup. Rory Steyn will help us through all the permutations, what we've got to look for, and whether or not we're going to have any further representation as the Champions Cup heads for the round of 16. Yeah, it's big stuff, Rory. We've had a few weeks, three rounds already. This is the fourth round, and I think it's probably best for us to work through how how the permutations, before we get to the permutations, exactly how this Investec Challenge Cup works. So there are 24 teams in total. There are four pools, and each of those pools have got six teams in them. The top four teams from each of those pools will go into the round of 16. So that's kind of the story. And they're playing now. We're now in January. And whoever qualifies after the rounds that go through now will only start playing again in April. So that's a few months of waiting for the next round. Is this I suppose this is to take care of the Six Nations and other tournaments that happen.
Yeah. And good morning to everybody watching and listening, Alec. That's correct. So this is the big debate that we're having, even on the BizNews Sports Group at the moment. What does a global rugby season look like? Because it's precisely that. So we've got the Six Nations about to start. I think the first match is on the 30th or 31st of January. But typically Six Nations is February and into a little bit of March. And then the top 14 or the top 14 will continue in France. The Premiership, the Gallagher Premiership will continue in England. And our very own, now better understood URC will continue. And then they'll break from all three of those and play those quarterfinals in April. And I think it's designed so that the final match of the domestic European championship is in June. In other words, there's no more club rugby then. It all ends in this grand finale. And as I said to you, I was privileged to be at that occasion 2 years ago when Glasgow Warriors lost to Toulon on the Friday night in the EPCR, and then Leinster playing at home in Dublin to La Rochelle led until the 75th minute and went and lost it right at the end in the what was then the Heineken Champions Cup. So yeah, now it's at the Principality, as you've said, and as you can see, it's May 24, and then straight after that you go into those autumn internationals, which, you know, are important, but they're still friendlies, and that's the whole reason that we're having this break now. It's to let those leagues play one another out and then get into that, you know, the business end of the Investec Champions Cup is indeed from the round of 16 going forward.
All right. So just so that we all understand this, France has got its professional league, its top 14, and England has got its professional league, its premiership, the Gallagher Premiership, and South African provinces are now playing in the URC, where they play against Ireland, Scotland, and Welsh teams. They all come together.
And Italy.
And Italy, of course, yeah. They all come together. They qualify through those different channels into this Investec Champions Cup. The big one used to be the Heineken Cup. Now Investec have got the sponsorship. And if you want to progress in the Investec Champions Cup, you got to do so this weekend if you're a South African team. Let's have a look at the different pools. So there are four pools. The top four go through. We've got pool one, where Bordeaux are top with 15 points. Toulouse are second with 14 points. They seem to be, they're certain of qualifying. Leicester's next, Pollard's Leicester on 11 points. And there's the Sharks on 5 points. So at the moment, going into the final round, the Sharks will qualify, but Ulster are playing Exeter. So I guess the permutation here is that if Ulster or Exeter win that game with a bonus point, they also go to 5 points. And the Sharks then better not lose too badly if they're going to lose in their game. But they do seem to be quite well set, because the points difference for the Sharks is a lot lower than it is for both Ulster and Exeter.
Exactly. So what that means, Alec, it comes down again to team selection. I believe the Sharks must take a full-strength team to Paris, and they must try. All they need there is 1 point. You know, even a draw would get them through. As you say, Ulster and Exeter are playing for the wooden spoon, but if somebody gets 5 points, then you're coming down to bonus points and points difference and all of that. So they'd like to avoid that. And I think, you know, if they take a fully loaded team, they can win in Paris.
So before we went a little bit quickly there, but they are up against Bordeaux. So this is a big, big game. Bordeaux are top of the league.
Sorry, not to Paris, to France, yeah.
Bordeaux are top of the league. Are they? They've won 3 out of 3. Toulouse gave the Sharks a bit of a lesson in the Shark Tank last weekend, as we well know. Are they stronger than Toulouse, as it would suggest from the pool?
Well, they second to Toulouse in the top 14, in the top 14, but they're ahead. They've got 14 points only because they've got one more bonus point than Toulouse, which is interesting because Toulouse is probably the stronger side and the 6 times champions. So they're going to have a more difficult opponent in that round of 16. That's all that means, Alec. So Bordeaux, this is what I think, and I could be very wrong, of course. I think that Bordeaux, because they have they've qualified, they sorted, they may play an understrength team, even at home. That's unusual for a French team to do that, I will say that. But they may choose to play a second string team against the Sharks this weekend, because they're sitting pretty at the top of the league. And of course their eye is now on the rest of the top quarters, the top 14, where they play their domestic rugby. So that they're number two on that log, and they may choose to, you know, give their big guns a rest. I don't know. They may be too proud to do that, and French teams place a massive premium on home games and on winning at home. So that may preclude them doing that. So we don't know until we see the team selections, Alec. But, you know, the Sharks, if they take all their Springboks, there's no reason why they shouldn't be competitive. You know, the Sharks got a lot of stick for that game at home in the Shark Tank against the best club side in the world by a country mile last week. But I don't think they were that bad. I really don't. I think there was some good stuff. I think there was some indifferent decision making where they perhaps shouldn't have played that game plan. You know, I was listening to Scott Berger on another podcast talking about the fact that when the Stormers played the Sharks in our domestic rugby in February, which is sticky and as humid as it was this past week there, the Sharks played a very a kicking game. They banged the ball back into your territory and waited for you to make mistakes, but they didn't do that against Toulouse, and perhaps they should have. I don't know. But I don't think they were that bad. I mean, they were giving a very, very good account of themselves, certainly in the first half, in difficult conditions, greasy conditions. The ball was like a bar of soap. So I didn't ever expect them to beat Toulouse, to be honest. I called that Toulouse would beat them. They're just so good. And credit to them for bringing a full-strength team. I think that Bordeaux may go the other way this weekend. Let's see.
Toulouse,
but the Sharks must go there fully loaded with the intention to qualify. No doubt.
But does it really matter for the Sharks? Because Toulouse are playing Leicester. The Sharks cannot get into third place on the log, so they're not going to get any advantage. And of course, the higher you finish on the log, the more opportunity you've got of playing the next round or the knockouts at home. They're out of that.
Yes.
Even if they get 5 points, they can't get into third. So would it really...
Yeah, but what they must avoid is dropping to fifth, Alec.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to avoid here.
Well, they're going to have to lose by 40 points to drop to fifth, probably, or potentially.
Okay, well, this whole debate is moot.
But it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do. If they take a full-strength side, the question is, what happens next week? And I guess that's what the coaches are saying. If we take a full-strength side to go and play in Bordeaux, is that going to hurt us, affect us next week? We saw And we'll talk about the Bulls in just a little while. They took a very weak side over to France and got hammered last weekend. But now,
because they are obviously going to concentrate on the ERC. And that's a call that John Plumtree will have to make. But being the Sharks with all those Springboks, I would hope that he still attacks the Investec Champions Cup. I mean, it's the best club rugby in the world, so he needs to fire his big guns there.
Well, we will see that. Then there, Toulouse are playing Leicester. Toulouse at home. We've seen how good they are, those of us who watched the Sharks lose to them last weekend. Have Leicester, is it possible that Leicester can overturn the apple cart there?
Possible, but highly improbable, I would say, Alec. Again, you know, Toulouse, very proud record at home in Stade Toulousain, and they are, you know, the only thing that Leicester really have got going for them is that their form is on the up. They've got Pollard at 10, and that's a huge benefit to them, because what I'm seeing in a number of the teams at the moment is the teams that don't have established and really good playmakers at 10 are the teams that are struggling.
Okay, so the big games here, Toulouse at home to Leicester, the Sharks are going to Bordeaux, and then Ulster versus Exeter. But the way it looks, the Sharks will qualify. On to pool number two, and here there's no South African interest, but there's lots of interesting games going on. Leinster taking on Bath. Leinster, again, do appear to be, well, they are home and host as far as this pool is concerned, but I suppose now they're looking to, are we going to be able to get home ground advantage in the quarters, quarters, semis, and the final is at a neutral venue. So what are you expecting there?
Well, Bath had a good win on the weekend. They lost narrowly the week before, but they've got Finn Russell, you know, to my earlier point. So Leinster are very undecided. They've got three fly halves that they are rotating and trying to find the one to replace Johnny Sexton. Prendergast is the one in the pound seats at the moment, but they've still got Crowley and Frawley sitting there. So, or Crowley. So, you know, but Bath have got Finn Russell in a very settled Bath outfit, but still to go to Dublin and win, I think he's tough. I think Leinster will pull that one through. Again, are Leinster going to back off and choose their second stringers, who are still very, very good, and most of them are internationals? You know, it's one of those what-if questions there. But it's not going to affect this at all, this log in front of us here, Alec, because both Bath and Leinster are through to the round of last 16. The only thing that you may want to do is increase your ranking amongst those 16 teams so that you play a weaker one and get home ground advantage. Yeah.
Bath are not necessarily through, Rory, because if Clermont or Bristol, they play each other, whoever wins there will get above Bath if Bath get hammered. And then, of course, Benetton, who knows?
Clermont are going to win that.
Clermont
will beat Bristol.
And Benetton at home to La Rochelle?
No price. La Rochelle will smack them.
All right, so both are through.
Yeah, they're too big. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next South African side is the Bulls, and they are pretty much out of it. But the fifth-ranked side plays in the EPCR, almost the soccer's equivalent of the Europa League against the Champions League. Do you think the Bulls will be going for that fifth spot, beating Stade Francais? Sure, they've got to really smash them, though, because the points difference there is huge between the two.
You look at the points difference. Yeah, exactly. I don't think so, Alec. I think that knowing how Jake and Gary Gold think, I think the Bulls are going to want to fix what went wrong in the URC. They made the final. They lost at home. And I think that's what they need to, you know, to rectify. And I can't see, you know, Stade Francais are a little bit, their form's very indifferent. And they're going to come to the Highveld. I cannot see the Bulls losing a third time at home. You know, they lost to Glasgow Warriors in that final. And they lost recently, you know, to another European team. I can't see them doing it again. So irrespective of what happens, I expect the Bulls to win at home. But I also expect them to kind of say, well, Investec Champions Cup next year and look at the ERC this year.
Now, the The Bulls should have beaten Northampton just about on any assessment, and yet they found a way of losing that game. The other games, as far as this is concerned, this is a very hotly contested top four. Stade Français, if they were
because
to beat the Bulls,
you've got Saracens Munster.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what are you seeing in
Saracens
that game?
Saracens Munster is a tight one, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Munster come to Saris, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And it's tight to call either way because Munster started off very poorly. But
let me just correct that. So the Bulls are playing against Stade Français on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And then we've got Clermont are playing the Bristol Bears, which is the other pool.
In this pool,
Northampton Saints are playing Munster. So that's a top of the table.
Oh, is it there. Saints playing Munster?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I confused the two English clubs there. Okay. Because I can't see the fixtures.
So that's a very tough a game between.
It still is because there's only one log point separating them, and they're on exactly the same points difference. So again, 1 point separating them. So Northampton, yeah, exactly right. So Munster, I think they're on the up and up. Northampton Saints, as we know, Alec, are Premiership defending champions, Gallagher Premiership defending champions, and they did, you know, they gave a great account of themselves at the Bulls. That one's very, very tight. But I'm going to go Munster by 2 or 3 points there, I think. Yeah.
And then Saracens, you are right, are at home, but they're at home against the French side, Castres. And again, both of those could be, they could be, either of those, depending on the other result, could end up at the top of the league.
I mean, look at that. Again, one log point and not very many points separating them. Castres gave a good account of themselves this past weekend. But I think Saracens by 12 to 15 points there. Yeah.
Comfortable victory then for Saracens.
This weekend.
So as far as this works out,
It's
likely you'll have Northampton, Munster, Saracens, and, well, either Stade Français if they do beat the Bulls on the Highveld, or Castres, who would go through. But the Bulls pretty much
And I don't think Stade Français will beat the Bulls at Loftus.
And then the final of the pools, you have Toulon. Now, you've told us Toulon is a very powerful side.
Absolutely.
And just explain a little bit more about that. Your team, Glasgow Warriors, is right up there. Just give us a little bit of color on that.
Sure. So the reason that Toulon is a point ahead of Glasgow Warriors is that Glasgow had a very narrow loss to Toulon. And that was, if you looked at Glasgow's kind of pathway to the round of 16, Toulon was the big one that they were worried about. But look, they've got to go to London and beat Harlequins this weekend, which I think they can do. Despite the fact that, to my previous point, they've got Marcus Smith at 10, and Marcus Smith is playing fantastic rugby at the moment. So it's not going to be easy, but I back Tom Jordan. I think he's great. I really wish Glasgow had been able to hang on to him, but that's not the point. Toulon, Alec, are normally in the top 14 in France, kind of like in second or third place, because you've got Toulouse always with the target on their backs. And then Toulon and La Rochelle are normally vying for that second position. But this year, Bordeaux are clearly number two, and they're playing really well. So the top four teams, French teams in that top 14 league, are undoubtedly Toulouse, Toulon, La Rochelle, and Bordeaux. And Toulon are a big outfit. They come from a town that just loves their rugby. They've got a proud history. Look at all the South Africans that played there. You know, Bucky Spuerta, Brian Abana, Cheslin Colby. They're a real rugby outfit. So I expect them, to top this group, but I'm punting for my team, Glasgow, to go to the Stoop this weekend and beat Quins and retain that second position there, if that's what you were asking.
So if Toulon win, and they are away to the Sale Sharks, given what happened to the Sale Sharks against the Stormers last week, you can't guarantee it, but you would certainly be expecting Toulon to win there. Glasgow Warriors beating Harlequins, and both of...
Sorry, Eric, just stand still there, though. Again, Toulon having qualified and they're top of their log, I don't know if they want to take a second string team to sail. I don't think they'll do that because their points difference is very close at the top there. So I do expect them to go to sail, whose confidence must now be way down, having been shut out by the Stormers in Cape Town. Incredible game that, because Sale Sharks in the first 15 minutes had so many opportunities and just could not breach the Stormers' defense. And then it was one-way traffic. You know, once Marnie scored that great try with that little chip over from the scrum off, and then he ran the length of the pitch, it's almost like the wind went out of Sale's, and they lost by 40 points to nothing. Yeah.
So let's just assume that the Warriors do beat Harlequins in London. That would open the door for the Stormers, but they've still got to beat Racing in France, which is a tough call. What's your reading of that game?
Not really, Alec. It is a tough call in the sense that it's a home game for Racing, but that club seems to be in a lot of disarray, you know, not just the Sia Kolisi departure. They just seem to be all over the place, Racing 92. So again, the Stormers take their big guns, riding high on a wave of confidence after that fantastic win in Cape Town. I think the Stormers can go to Paris and win.
And put themselves perhaps in third spot here, which might give them somewhere along the line a quarterfinal at home, depending on how the results go, but they're going to have to travel
round of 16s go. Yeah, exactly right.
So big game.
I'm backing the Stormers here.
It's very late at night here in South Africa on Saturday. So I guess the Stormers supporters are going to have to get themselves pretty well fortified before that game. But a big, big game there on Saturday.
It's not difficult, Dan. There's quite a bit of brandy around.
Big game on Saturday evening. Stormers traveling to France. If they win against Racing, then they will go into the next round, the round of 16. If they lose, then they're probably out. Because if Racing wins, they will bump the Stormers out of fourth position. So the Stormers have got to go there to win or hope that Glasgow Warriors shut out Harlequins. Yeah. Was Rory, that's...
Yeah, because going into last week, they had no wins, Alec, you know, the Stormers. So they left it very late. They left their run late. So, but their confidence has to be up. They're playing really good rugby. Their injuries seem to be a thing of the past. And also, I'm seeing a lot of chatter on especially our group talking about Marnie. I reckon Marnie is our fly-off. You know, Sasha doesn't come into the reckoning until his recovery has sorted itself out. You know, he's kicking aside Marnie's playmaking, and he's very courageous in the calls that he makes when he unlocks defenses. And he must just continue to play like that, because that suits the Stormers. And he's got a fantastic back line. They perhaps don't quite have the centers of, for example, a Glasgow Warriors. But, they've got some very, very good outside backs without Damien Willemse. So I'm backing Marnie there to continue at 10 and to continue doing what he does.
Rory Steyn giving us the insights into the Investec Champions Cup and the various permutations. Just to summarize, Rory, it looks like the Sharks and the Sharks will get through. The Stormers have got a win in France, but they've got a chance of doing that. But the Bulls, I'm afraid, best they can hope for is to get to the EPCR Cup or join in there. And next year will be their opportunity again if they can get into the right places on the Investec Champions Cup.
And target another URC final and see if they can get that one over the line. Yeah.
Well, that's the insights for this weekend's rugby. Rory Steyn is the co-founder of NSA Global. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.